Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
This is episode 234, top of the day to you, Tom.
Guten Tag.
You may be okay today, but I'm going to feel a little out of sorts because I'm sitting in a different location.
You are?
And I don't know how to feel about it.
Hey, let's call it a flustered episode because we've just had a long weekend.
Yes.
We all had a cruisy Monday and it's Tuesday morning and everyone's still getting in that Monday morning vibe and getting out of that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be 234 with an asterisk.
Okay.
Pooped.
Sometimes long weekends are good, right? Sometimes you're able to have a bit of a sleep in, do something, like one or two things where you're like, I've done something this weekend, but I've also had a relax.
Yeah.
And then there are other long weekends where you're like, I now need a long weekend for my long weekend.
Yeah.
I feel like that for me.
That's just having kids.
It's really sad.
It was really, lots really of sad. Fun. But I didn't get to do half the watching I intended. Mm. Let's do a quick check.
Yes.
Did you watch Kenobi?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't get to it yet. Did you watch Ms. Marvel?
No.
Let's watch that. I haven't yet either because Shay wants to watch it.
Oh, right, okay.
So let's talk about that next week.
Deal.
I didn't get to see Jurassic World Dominion yet.
Oh, that's a shame for you. I didn't.
You're not fussed.
I'm not fussed. I mean,
critics haven't been kind, but audience rating is quite strong and it's doing very well.
So is that fan service stuff maybe?
No, it's just one of those ones where the film hasn't connected with critics but the audience likes it.
Yeah.
Like Venom. You know, movies that are fun.
Yeah, but it's not challenging enough for my brain. I watched something I didn't want to, but I did because that was a
did
thing
Steph
that I had to.
Did Steph make you watch a birth video?
No. I took one for the team.
Mm.
Because I realized it got to halfway through the long weekend and I was like, oh, I have not organized myself for the ABC
show
segment that I do. I watch something old, something new. And I was like, what am I going to watch? I just want to play Horizon Forbidden West. And that's probably not part of that segment.
No, you can't talk about that
again. I can't talk about that again. So I went, all right, what's new? And I found it and I teed it up with something old. But no one's going to listen, right? This is a secret just amongst you and
sure.
I didn't actually watch the old thing, but I've said I have.
You blagged it.
I said I
have. Have you seen it before?
Yeah.
What was it?
White Men Can't Jump.
Oh.
But it's years ago.
It's years ago. You don't need to.
Yeah. It's fine. It's fine,
You're
right?
aware of what happened.
I know what
Racial
happened.
Racial differences come together.
Yeah. It's hustle. It's all about the hustle, man. So, yeah, I had to tee it up with something that would pair well with it,
mm-hmm.
and I sat through a really boring movie.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's fine. I got heaps of great news though.
Oh, look, I've got a bit of news. I didn't write things down in trailers, but one of the things is from a trailer, the news story, so it still counts.
Oh, nice.
I went and saw something live.
Oh, you did too.
So
I want to know
about that.
I want to know about that. I also I faced a whole news story around two photographs.
Fun.
Yeah.
I based one around a headline.
Okay.
I didn't have time to click the story.
Oh,
we're going to speculate.
Well, look, if we could just.
Are you going to speculate too?
I'm going to have a speculation as well. So just.
I think today this episode is coming to you from the speculation. Speculation nation.
Speculation.
Yeah.
Speculation? What'd you say?
Dealer's choice.
Okay, fine. That's no problem.
Greetings, subscribers and members of the Watchersville latest newsletter.
We have an important report in store for you today. We have some very special guests, people who are coming out of a terrible carrot addiction, and they wanted to share their stories and be a good role model. And here's our first person.
Hi, I'm Gertrude. I've been addicted to carrots for 12 years. I think I've always just loved the colour orange, but when I think about it, I've never liked oranges. The crunch, the flavour, the sounds, the colours would just overwhelm me. It got to the point where I wasn't allowed back in the store. I would just lose control.
My name's Trevor, and I've loved carrots for about 2 years. My friends all ate them, and I guess I just wanted to fit in. I always considered myself a social eater, but Now I always find myself coming back to the fridge for those orange sticks of deliciousness.
And do you feel your friends put you in a bad situation?
I was with a bad group. Now look at me, bottom of the world.
So as you can see, these are some of the terrible effects that... Oh, wait a second. We've just got an anonymous tip from another individual who's willing to share with us their story.
Me eyesight was pretty terrible before I tried carrots because I couldn't see like 5 metres ahead of me. But my doctor, he prescribed me carrots as a last-ditch effort, and the carrots, they helped immensely. But from then on, like, I couldn't help myself. My life revolved around carrots. After way too many carrots, though, my skin turned orange. It's like real itchy and shit. My eyesight was so good, it became blurry again from the strain, though, which wasn't great.
And how did that make you feel, Zach?
Well, like, obviously, it left me very... Hang on a sec. Wait. You said this was anonymous. I was promised you were going to use my name.
And that's all we'll be hearing from Zach today. Thank you for tuning in to this very important episode. And remember, carrots can and will hurt you.
I also know you have a fun fact, and I'm excited about that.
Yes, I got a fun fact. Mm-hmm. Is there anything fun coming at the tail end of the quiz? I've been a very good boy.
It's a very easy quiz.
I love to
either
hear that.
Or.
I love to hear that. Hey, come over here.
What is it?
I want to show you something.
Yeah, what is it?
Have a look in this box.
Oh, gosh.
Guess what it is.
Is that a...
A Dandy Warhol yes! An update.
I thought so, because there's a big DW on it.
It is. But if you look closely, I've actually scratched out that D and just made it an A, because this week's Dandy Warhol and update is actually about Andy Warhol. Did you know that's...
Oh, the actor. Not the actor, the artist.
The artist. Did you know they have very similar names?
Yes, it is.
It's just one's got more D than the other.
Now, Andy Warhol wore a wig, I believe. Like that white hair was a wig.
You'd hope so.
Yeah, I think so.
And someone so stylish with soup cans. Yeah,
yeah.
He did paint a lot of things.
He did things
that up to that point people were like, probably not worth painting. He was like, nah, I reckon it is.
I'm gonna paint it
9 times in different colours.
And he did.
Andy, you're rogue.
Yeah, but people went, oh, I think that's trendy, right? Is that cool? I'm going to spend a lot of money on it.
And that sentence, I think that's trendy, I think that's cool,
That
sums up the Dandy Warhols. And that's been your Dandy Warhol and update for the week.
That was so good. That was really good.
We are running out of updates.
I wouldn't mind if they called in. I don't know how they would. They'd have to ring my mobile number.
Well, you used to be friends.
Yeah, that's true. And then they could call up and just say, hey, listen, we're doing this. And I'd appreciate that. Oh. But I haven't done it yet.
Well, everyone out there, if you happen to know one of the Dandy Warhols, and let's face it, we all know one of the Dandy Warhols, just hit them up.
Yeah.
Courtney.
Yeah, Courtney. If you live in Portland.
Yes.
Wander around the street saying, are you a Dandy Warhol?
There's a pretty good chance you would run into a Dandy Warhol.
Are you a member of the Dandy Warhol group?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you just get in contact? thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com. I don't see any problem.
What do you reckon a Dandy Warhol fan is called? Like Gaga has her, what are Garganators or something? Nah,
Little Monsters.
Little Monsters.
Are
they Warhols?
I reckon they're just the Dandies.
The Dandies.
Yeah. Jaunty hat. They'd be tipping the hat?
They'd be tipping the hat. Do you think there's a freshly plucked daisy hidden in that hat, or is that too accidentally Kelly Street?
I think you've gone too frente there. Oh, you need to
pull that back. Pull back. Maybe a flower in a lapel rather than a hat.
That's nice. So that's really nice.
Dapper.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's your Dandy Warhol.
Fuckload of Andy Warhol, Dandy Warhol.
And Dandy Andy's. Hey,
news.
This is a headline that I'm going to not read the whole article of, but it says Joker 2. Lady Gaga in early talks to join Joaquin Phoenix and Todd Phillips in musical sequel.
All right.
That's something you're going to love. You love a good musical. Oh, sorry. You love not being anywhere near a musical.
I missed that
bit out.
Look, hopefully it's because he's having delusional moments and the world breaks out of the song. I'm sure it's going to be that. Will she be real or is she a figment of his imagination?
I hope she's not real.
It would be amazing if she played a therapist, perhaps, who inspires him. And in his mind, she becomes Harlequin. Dr. Harleen Quinzel.
Oh, that's really good. I've just scrolled down and I've command F'd this situation, and it does Harley. Suggest that they think it might be Harley. This is the Hollywood Reporter, so you've guessed the same thing that Hollywood Reporter had. Are you the Hollywood Reporter?
No.
Oh, gosh, I thought I had another scoop there.
I can't reveal, even if I was. Actually, okay. I am the
yes.
second in charge of the Dandy Warhol fan club.
yeah. And you're so good at it too.
Thanks. Speaking of headlines, I saw that Neil Patrick Harris, your favourite, my favourite, he's joined Doctor Who for the 60th celebrations as a baddie.
Did you see the photograph?
I did. He was looking very Santa's Workshop.
As good, wasn't it?
Very good. He's had a bit of practice with the old Lemony Snicket.
Yeah, that's true.
What a series of fucking unfortunate events that guy got into.
Yeah, he had a few problems. I just think that he was so excited to be there that I think that's going to shine through on screen when you watch it.
Sure, he's going to have a total ball. And like they've been doing this more and more on Doctor Who of sprinkling in Americans. Chris Noth was in there for a while, which was unfortunate timing because that really dampened.
Nolan North. Oh. Everyone likes Nolan North.
Yeah, but they wouldn't have recognised him.
Oh, yeah, he would just be a voice. That's true.
There's no pull there.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So stay tuned for that, I guess. And in it's slightly tangential.
Year, right?
Okay, so that's based on a headline I saw.
Yeah.
Here's another news story that's based on just one photo and no information.
Perfect.
Right before we hit record, James Gunn posted a photo of Peter Capaldi, former Doctor Who was in Suicide Squad with him, and it was just, I can't wait for you guys to find out what we've got in store, ... So there's a lot of talk that there's more Suicide Squad spin-offs coming. Are we going to get a flashback with him? Is it even within the DC universe? Is he being added to Guardians of the Galaxy 3? Is he the big-name character that
Maybe
we didn't know
is.
Yet?
Is. Is it a film? Is it a TV series? What on earth is
Maybe
the
Maybe they're going to record an audio book together.
That'd be nice, called The Other Sandman.
Oh, I would be also very happy with him as, and I mean, it's been done before in World War Z. Capaldi played the scientist at the CDC labs at the very end.
Oh, okay. I don't remember that at all. I remember the CDC labs.
He was the guy, his role was added after they finished filming the film and they realised it was a dog turd and they rewrote the third act and Capaldi stars in the third act.
Okay.
Yes. Anyway, he saves things.
He's a good guy.
I love a tenuous what could this be, but stay tuned.
Yeah, well, that's good. You base that on one photo, so you've beaten me because I'm basing this on two photos. Hulu has released two photographs from Handmaid's Tale Season 5, which won't be out till 14th of September this year. We've got a while to wait, so that's why there's only two photos.
Have you still got to catch up Season 4, or did you catch up?
That's a good question. I might have a look at the IMDb rundown for each episode.
Might be worth the last two episodes or rewatch.
Yeah, it does feel like a long time ago. But it's got the first photograph is Serena Waterford wearing all black. Looks like she's got a veil, like a black veil over. Mm. And it looks like she's looking down, so as if she's looking down at a grave and like the camera is in the grave site. So has her husband died? Who's died? Was it, I don't want to give anything, I don't care. I remember that she was pregnant for a moment, or at least she said she was.
Baby.
Is she not with child anymore? Is that it? And then the classic, so she's all in white, right? All in black, right? And then you got June, aka Elizabeth Moss, doing the classic looking up at the camera, just like, I'm going to rip your throat out. Face. You know, she always does that.
She's
really good at that photo, that facial expression. So that's what that photo is, and she's dressed in white. So who's good, who's bad?
Isn't that always the question?
It always is. It's like Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader, or Obi-Wan and Darth Vader, or anyone and Darth Vader.
Balance.
Yeah, that's right. It's exactly it. So that's my two photos.
Oof. It's a good story.
Thank you so much.
Hey, I saw if things that are groovy.
Yeah, I do.
Then you probably love Bruce Campbell.
Oh, yeah.
Because he is the grooviest.
Very groovy man.
Now, he is done with playing Ash Williams, aka the star of the Evil Dead franchise, Army of Darkness, mm-hmm. whatnottery like that. However, it's just been announced that he's going to be writing a 6-issue Sergeant Rock and Easy Company versus Nazi Zombies series for DC.
This sounds good.
Now, of course, from Evil Dead and the franchise that's come into TV shows and spin-offs and all sorts of things like that, he's got a lot of experience defeating Deadites and taking on the undead, so he knows plenty of that stuff. This is called Sergeant Rock versus the Army of the Dead. So I'm not sure if it's Sergeant definitely Rock. Going to be within the Evil Dead universe or not. Sergeant Rock is a DC Comics character who was created during World War II,
mm-hmm.
and he leads Easy Company, and it's kind of like no one has superpowers. It's just that idea of the tough men with tough metal, and he's a great leader or the first over the hill leading the charge and stuff.
Nice.
Sergeant Rock went on for many, many years, and he's kind of he's not even Nick Fury of DC, but he's just that uber military figure, but mm-hmm. he's not mm-hmm. ever in charge of stuff. He's the grunt on the ground leading his men.
Just getting stuff done.
That's it. So it's going to be a lot of, I mean, I don't know if there'll be bayonets, but I hope there's bayonets, but it's, you know, they've already released one of the variant covers for issue one of the comic and is, come on, lads, let's kill them twice. And it looks like an old school army propaganda thing. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Bruce Campbell, he writes good stuff. His books are fantastic.
When's that coming out? So
I believe it's starting in September. They're going to get it out before Halloween.
That's not too bad.
The only show brave enough to call Scar what he is. A murderer. You're listening to We Are The Watchers.
It's now time for our What's Michelle Yeoh Doing?
Yeoh. Michelle.
She's off to Netflix to star in a series called The Brother's Son. So she is going to be playing Mama Son.
Mm-hmm.
And it is all about the world of Taipei gangsters. And it's coming from some of the creators for the American Horror Story.
Huh?
So that sounds pretty cool. So she is the mother and it's going to be following her son as well, Charles' son, who settled into his life as a ruthless killer. All right for me to say.
I thought you were going to say rooster killer.
Yeah, rooster killer. I can't believe that's how they do that.
No.
But then his father, Michelle's husband is shot by a mysterious assassin. So Charles must go to LA to protect his mother and his utterly unaware younger brother Bruce. So half of it will be filmed in LA, the other half in Taiwan. That sounds pretty cool. Sure. It's going to be a series, I think about 8 episodes long, and feature an all Asian writers' room, and they're planning for as much of an all Asian cast as they can. So that's cool.
Nice.
I like her.
You do. She's very affable.
She really is.
I was happy to see her. She was great in Shang-Chi. Small role, very but good. Oh.
Memorable, right, though? Memorable. Very memorable. Mm. Very memorable.
Hey, so this one I was going to put it in the trailer section, but it doesn't quite belong there, even though it was a trailer that I saw, whatever. But
technicalities.
There's a thing coming called The Walking Dead: Last Mile. It's an ambitious half-game, half-TV show.
Right.
IGN, as part of their IGN Expo that happened over the weekend, mm-hmm. showed off the first trailer for it. It's the people and events of a small Alaskan community in the Walking Dead universe will be live streamed 24/7, free, exclusive on Facebook Gaming and Facebook Watch. So viewers become the decision makers as to what's going on. So basically it's a very small remote community.
Yep.
And there might be a handful of people that are still surviving and being attacked from outside. And it's that idea watching the last few days and making some decisions for them. Are they going to have to go and get the generator restarted?
All that kind of stuff. It's snowing outside, but we need more wood.
Yes. So it looks like it's going to be a weird, like maybe week-long interactive theatre piece or something like that. Cool. It kicks off July 11th, so not long to go for that one at all.
So we can just watch that on Facebook.
I think so. And like timing wise, it sounds like it might wrap up during San Diego Comic-Con.
Oh, okay.
So maybe there's some tie there.
Nice. Yeah, because there's always a Walking Dead thing there, right? There's
always something there.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's cool. So you know how there was that talk, I think you brought, in fact, you may even have this story as well, but there was talk about how Justin Lin was not going to be, directing is the word I wanted to use, the latest Fast and the Furious.
Yes.
What's it called? 10?
Yes.
Okay, the latest one.
The Fast and the Furious, but in the I-O at the end of Urius is a 10.
Oh, I don't know if I like that. No.
You do like that.
Oh, I do like it?
Fucking great.
I'm going to have to visually see it, I think. You tip your hat
at the copywriter that came up with that because that's...
It's very clever.
He's had to fight a lot of people along the way going, mate.
Can we just call it 10?
I don't know. Can we call it Fast and Furious 10? No.
No.
10 is in there.
Yeah. I still need to see it. Anyway, he left... I'm talking about Justin, not the copyright. The copyright's probably okay.
He smoked him, got out of there, burnout.
I can tell you why. Directing, yes. I don't know if you're going to guess this. I've never heard of it before. Maybe you've heard of it. It's from a web comic series.
Oh, is he doing One Punch Man?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
That's what he's doing.
I don't know why that was my first guess.
I am so impressed that you got that.
It could have been so many different directions. My brain was like, no, One Punch Man, yeah, makes a lot of sense.
So do you know anything about One Punch Man apart from the fact that he was a series?
Can you guess from the title what his deal might be?
He's just a One Punch Man. What, that's the end of his superpowers? He just does it once?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he can like... take a beating and shit and just be zen and chill and wait and then just turn around and
knock you the fuck back to the
prehistoric age. I don't know how much more than explaining there needs to be. One Punch Man.
All right, that's the story.
It's on the tin.
Okay. It's on the tin, you're right. Oh, amazing.
Have you got any more stories? That's all right. I've got one last one and that's going to lead nicely into a fun little fact.
Oh, actually, I'm lying.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Leah.
I've just got a really quick rundown of some highlights.
Do it.
From all the games that were announced over the weekend.
All right, good. I thought you were just going to highlight what happened on your stories.
No, I can't be bothered this with that week, kind of
Ridge
stuff.
This week, Ridge and Brooke are at it again.
Still there.
Loggerheads. Eric, get out of the way. Mossimo, RIP.
There was Rook and Ridge and another lady. There was always this triangle.
I can't remember who.
Okay. So we saw all of the things. Hollow Knight Silk Song was on the Xbox showcase, but they didn't have a date for that.
Okay.
The rest of it is all within the year. And you know why, right? Games Pass. They want you to get the yearly subscription. Sure. I'm going to buy that yearly subscription so I can play all of these games that I saw on the Xbox showcase except for Hollow Knight Silksong because that was announced just before they said, these are all on the within the year. Overwatch 2 is going to be on there. Of course it is. It's Blizzard, right? Makes sense.
Yep.
You know how last week I was trying to think of that Vin Diesel game? I'm like, I saw him in a trailer.
Escape from Butcher
Bay. No, I got it wrong. It was Arc 2. He's in Arc 2. That's coming out within the next year.
Dinosaur Island.
Ah, dinosaurs.
I'm pretty down with that because like, I hate that type of survival game where you put in the work and you die and you start over. Fuck that. But
a lot of work.
Arc was still kind of cool.
I feel like you need friends in it.
Yes, need friends to protect you. Life.
Scorn, that really creepy, gross game that keeps popping up every couple of years. It was in there as well. It's actually got a release date, which is October 2022. Ooh. So if you've got Games Pass, you can play those. Nintendo Direct hasn't happened yet, but there's rumors it's going to happen.
Zelda?
Well, they already delayed it.
That's what I mean.
Like a month ago or something. But what if they just say, we tweeted and we said we're sorry, but here's a little bit of gameplay. Get ready for a couple of years' time.
I don't know. I reckon they could get everyone back on board with just like a good gif of Waluigi dancing.
Or, hey, who wants more Mario? And everyone goes,
fuck yeah, we do.
Yeah, here you go.
I don't like soccer games, but I'm kind of tempted by that striker, the new Mario soccer thing.
It does look fun.
It does look fun. The ad makes it look fun. But again, it looks like you've got to have friends.
Yeah. Speaking of friends, when are they going to do a new Mario Kart? That one's been around for like 25 years, over-exaggeration.
Look for timing alignments with various theme park openings.
Okay.
Would be, if I was to gaze into my crystal ball, that's a real good way to amp up excitement for both.
All right.
But talking about video game adaptations.
Yes.
Holy shit. Whoa. One that I had not heard about for many, many years. And I remembered a long time ago, which we'll get to, but a long time ago there was talks of a film coming in this. But do you remember Duke Nukem?
Yeah. And it was like the thing, and then they said, we're definitely making another one, and it never happened?
Okay.
Or it did happen?
So there was Duke Nukem, and then Duke Nukem 3D.
Right.
And then in 2011, after like 12 years or something, there was finally Duke Nukem Forever, I think it was called. And that was so bad that it killed the franchise.
Damn.
It was buggy as hell, all this sort of stuff. It's being adapted for a film by the Cobra Kai creators.
Okay.
Cobra Kai creator team.
Okay.
And they're pretty skilled at taking what is a rather toxic masculinity character or you know, they've done great work with Johnny over on Cobra Kai.
Yes. Yes, so of course.
Duke Nukem's whole deal.
I'm just looking at photographs of him. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Duke Nukem's whole deal was that he was a pastiche parody piss take of Arnie. Specifically Arnie or Dolph Lundgren.
He looks very Dolph,
yes.
Dolph-like.
So he is supposed to be that quintessential mid-80s action hero. In the first game, he was that and, you know, you go around throwing pixelated money at strippers or it was one of the first games that had lots of swearings and it was a Doom clone. But Duke Nukem Forever, they kind of revolutionized multiplaying.
Okay.
That was their big deal moving away from Doom. Anyway, Hulk, guess what?
What?
We're moving into fun fact territory here because I kind of blended the two together.
Yes.
So anyway, as I said, it started as an Arnie piss take and they evolved the character ever so slightly throughout the three games, but he was always a complete meathead who, in that 80s style, threw out quips. But as the games progressed... Less and less people in the world took his shit.
Right.
So they became more and more aware of his outdatedness, this sort of stuff. So anyway, for a long time there, for about like 10 years, they were trying to develop a film for him starring John Cena, which would have been pretty bloody good.
That's who it is.
But now that they've done Peacemaker...
I can't do it.
That's just going to be retreading territory.
Yeah.
So I don't know who they would cast, but... I heard lots of talk about it over the weekend of how they could do that. And I wanted to say that for me personally, the most amazing take they could do on this character is have him get thawed out of ice like Captain America.
Encino Man.
Today.
Yeah.
And it's Wreck-It Ralph live action of him trying to fit in and adjust his 80s sensibility into our modern world.
He could have a lot of fun with this, like in the wokeness.
So MacGruber danced around that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But MacGruber was the everyman MacGyver style character. Whereas if this is, I just want them to remake Commando, basically, where Arnie kills.
Just like wearing a red singlet.
What feels like hundreds of people, and it's actually only 100. But I'm so for this Duke Nukem. He's trash. He's the worst.
He does look of a time.
I mean, I'll say it. Channing Tatum could be perfect.
Oh, yeah.
He plays. Bumbling idiot very well. And look, if you were like, oh, Cobra Kai, these guys might get a bit serious with it. These are the guys that created Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Well, that's all we need to say then.
That's what I mean. Yep. This could be very 21 Jump Street, very, very meta business. I'm just so here for it.
That sounds good.
Anyway, get out of my trailer / news / fun facts section.
Okay. Gosh. Well, there will be a quiz coming up for you very soon.
There will be quiz.
It's based on something that I forced myself to watch. And then I went, we've got to do a quiz. So it's nice and easy, nice and simple. It's an either or, have a guess.
Have a guess.
But we should have a watching suggestion.
We should,
section.
But first, I'm just going to have a little sippy sip.
Okay, go on. Refreshing.
So refreshing. Very rare that I'd allow the audience in on the magic.
Of having a magic. Yeah.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Come with us, friends, it's on really, a journey. Sit down. Let's get ready for some bloody watching. Now, you were saying, I'm sorry, I'll cut you off while having my delicious
totally
sip
fine.
Of chilled beverage.
That's just complaining. About something I've
voluntarily
did. You
watched something, it was old.
Why
men
can't jump? I had to pair it with something. Mm. So I was like, what's new?
What's new?
I don't want to watch a whole series
Whoa. Yeah.
That's right. I just want to watch a movie.
Yeah.
What has been out in the last week? And I was like, damn it.
What?
It's that movie Hustle with Adam Sandler in it about basketball.
There was, yeah. Oh,
and I'll just watch that. It can't be that long.
Was it drama Sandler? Was it serious
It was drama
Sandler.
Mm. You know what? And yes, I understand that, but I was not in the mood for Adam Sandler voice. Yeah. So,
dribble basketball.
So I was kind of happy that it was. He was just like a grizzled scout, NBA scout for the Philadelphia 76ers. He didn't like his job anymore. He wanted to be an assistant coach. That's what he wanted to do. He's an ex-player, had an injury of some description, which you find out later on what that is. Queen Latifah, doting wife of Grizzly Adam Sandler.
That's a pairing.
She's how does she still look the same age that she did 30 years ago?
I hear.
Yes.
That she sacrifices newborn children.
That makes sense. That makes so much sense because she honestly does not look any different.
She's a fucking queen.
Yeah, yeah.
Tithe me, bitches.
Yeah. I get her and Queen Elizabeth mixed up all the time because been around forever, both of them.
Jubilee.
Anyway, there's a lot of people who are clearly basketball, like NBA basketball players. Some of them I think are playing themselves and others are playing basketball players who want to become part of the NBA, but I reckon they're basketball players. The annoying thing about it was it's just a bit too long.
Sure.
And you know how romantic comedies have that the beats that they have to hit. So you're like, this is when this is going to happen. This is when this is going to happen. They're going to get together. This is when one of them finds out about something and they break up for a bit and then this is the last bit where they all get together. Sporting movies do the same thing in that you are discovered hustling on a basketball court in Spain by Adam Sandler. You get taken over to the US, but someone is not as interested as they should be because there's a bad guy who's the boss man who doesn't care for Adam Sandler. He's taking it out on the poor Spanish guy that Adam Sandler's trying to get into the NBA.
Oof.
Few backstory issues. Maybe there's been an assault charge. NBA finds out they want anything to do with him. Adam Sandler's bet everything on this young guy. And then he's training. And then you see the training montage. I feel like the training montage went for about half an hour to 45 minutes. I feel like that was a large chunk of the actual film. Run up this hill at 4 o'clock in the morning whilst I drive behind you. This is what Adam Sandler says to the young basketball guy. And I'm going to shout at you as you run up this hill. And all I could think of was, if he does that every single morning on this exact same street at 4 o'clock in the morning, people are going to hate him. The police are going to be called. They're not going to do that for more than 3 days, right? Yeah. No, it looked like he did that for a month long.
Well, I just want to jump in there. I'm not going to do a full breakdown of it, but I've been watching a show called Origins of Hip Hop.
Oh, yeah.
And you've just reminded me of one segment in there. There's an episode about Busta Rhymes.
Yes.
And his history. And, of course, you'll remember that he's known for being very energetic and rapping very, very fast. Mm. He and his crew, when they were coming up, were learning a lot from Chuck D from Public Enemy.
Yeah.
Because he ran the studio. And Chuck D used to force them to go running. Every day they'd have to run 4 miles and they'd have to rap their raps at the top of the voice while they ran. Not jog, not run. And if you can rap while you run, then you will never get tired on stage. And Buster says that is the true reason why he has such huge lungs.
That's a real, yeah.
It's because he trained. So
yeah, I understand that
montage of yelling at night. Maybe it's rooted in something. Maybe.
Have a good yell and then do some dribbling as well on the court. It's a movie that you've probably seen before several different times over. The reason I paired it with White Man Can't Jump is mainly because I've seen that and it's a basketball movie.
Sure. What about Air Bud? Have you seen that?
I haven't seen that.
It's got a retriever that learns to play basketball.
Oh, I should have paired it with that. I'm love sad Air Bud. Now. That would be good.
It's like six sequels.
But I remember six sequels. How? I've never heard of this.
Okay. He takes a rusher at one point.
Of course he does. Everybody does. I think that White Man Can't Jump, pretending that I'm watching it, but I haven't seen it for like 20 years, I think I enjoyed it more.
I think you probably did too.
It's got Rosie Perez in it. So.
Theoretical you definitely enjoyed it more than real you.
Real me that only watched a 2-minute clip on YouTube again just to refresh my memory.
Swish.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that.
That's right. That's all I need to know. What have you been watching this week?
Oh, boy. Well, look, I watched lots of things, but I'm going to talk about one thing because I went out on Thursday night. My dad got tickets for me birthday.
Yeah.
And I took a few people. We went and saw Penn & Teller Sydney Opera House.
Oh, that would have been fun.
It was super fun. Now, you know, I went and saw them a few years ago when I was in Vegas. Yeah. And it was amazing. But that was seeing them on their home tour, turf, and they were very comfortable.
Was it a different show?
Yes, so this was their touring a best of show here in Australia.
I like that.
And this is their first ever tour of Australia ever.
Really?
They've been performing together for more than 40 years.
How is this? Okay.
They've come across and done appearances or done talk show appearances and that sort of promotional thing, but they've never done a dedicated tour.
That's amazing.
Their show is expensive to move all their stuff for and things like that.
Yeah, okay.
So they're doing quite a stint at the Opera House in the big space, and you could tell that they were just chuffed with with performing at the Opera House. Lots of great stuff. I mean, their whole deal is to break down magic and demystify it. These guys are the masters, basically. They worked separately. Penn is the one who's big and talks, and he just talks the whole time and he gets you relaxed and trusting him and stuff. And while he's doing that, you're not noticing that Teller, who's the guy that plays mute, is over there doing all the fucking work.
Mm.
And they just do this over and over and over of you trust Penn and something's happening there and then you get swindled.
Did you find yourself going, no, I'm going to watch Teller the whole time and trying really hard to, but Penn sways you and end up watching him?
Yes, and once they point that out to you that you're doing that, you realise you're doing it, and then the next trick is deliberately not done by Teller because at that point they know that everyone's watching him.
That's very clever.
So someone dressed as a gorilla with fucking cymbals comes out to distract further.
Oh, so that's clever.
It was all about psychology trust and sort of why we give our trust to things that we probably shouldn't do.
Yeah.
It was a good hour and a half show, lots of jokes. It finishes on an absolute classic. Knowing what I do about a handful, little smidge of magic stuff, I will say that their work, and it was before, but their work is astoundingly clean.
Hmm.
There's no seams in anything they do. It all flows together. It's all just smooth, and even their stuff that appears to go wrong is done smooth.
Intentionally.
And stuff like that. So I had a ball. They busted out a few things that I have seen before on shows. Nothing that was in the show that I saw 4 years ago or something like that.
Yeah, that's good.
But stuff that I have seen, you know, I'd seen them do 25 years ago. So I say it's a best of show, this is like that's truly good. A lot of stuff. There's a lot of things that they've had to retire and can't do. They used to do the catching a bullet in the teeth trick, and then they came to the realization that it wasn't a good idea to perform that in front of audiences that could then go home and have guns at home and might try and recreate it themselves, not realizing that, the dude's just got a fake bullet in a tooth however it is do it. But that sort of stuff. So a lot of the more grisly thing that they used to be known for, that when we grew up and we'd see those crazy specials at 10:30 at night on an SBS. They're not doing as much of that stuff anymore because they're a lot more family friendly. But the stuff they do is still quite psychological and it was a great fun night.
Well, that's good.
I took Lynn's, my mate Stu, and my brother Matt, And I turned around at one point, Matt's eyes were bugging out of his head. How the fuck did they do that?
That's great. Yeah. That's the reaction you want,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. So if you haven't gone and seen some magic in a while,
yeah.
do yourself a bloody favour.
Yeah.
And just put some wonder in your life.
Yeah.
And you'll sit there for half of it going, I reckon I might have an idea how they did that.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying this about Penn and Teller, but if you go to see a general magician, you might clue in on a few things. But anytime you do, they'll steamroll into the next thing and you'll be distracted. Just, you'll have a good time.
That is good fun.
Become a watcher on Facebook. Facebook.com/WeAreTheWatchers.
Now, I know you have not watched the latest Kenobi episode.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Don't be sorry. It's fine. I just wanted to highlight the fact that I did see online people complaining about it. They were like, I think I've gone off the series now. I'm like, really? 4 episodes in, you've gone off the series? So I kind of went into it going, all right, what's wrong with this episode? I don't know. It felt like Star Wars. It did what Star Wars, you go in somewhere, you sneak around, and you try and get the thing you need. And that's what it was. And they were like, oh, it was too easy.
Do you think there's a bit of a generational thing happening?
Yeah, because potentially.
This one is so heavily rooted in that shitty prequel trilogy.
The prequel, yeah. Yeah, they have flashbacks and that. Yeah. One thing I did think was pretty interesting was there was one scene and I went, I think I've played this in Jedi Fallen Order.
Mm.
This reminds me so much of kind of Endgame bit.
Sure.
And later on, I'm like, this is another bit that reminds me of Jedi Fallen Order.
Is it taking place at the same time?
Yes, it is.
Because I heard there was potential for crossover.
So this is like floored me, right? Because
are you running around in the background?
My head is in the background.
What's happening during the episode?
And I've given the controls to 2-year-old Chloe, and she's fighting a wall. That's
no. But what I'm saying is it showing a different perspective on the events of the game you played?
Not yet. Okay. But it definitely made me go, hang on a second. I've seen shots like this, but in the game. So now I'm wondering if there is something else. Yeah, but basically, I'm wondering when we see Cal. That's basically
he's
all
got.
I'm
he's got to show up at some point.
Could show up at some time.
What's his name? Cameron.
What is the actor's name?
I want to say Cameron Monaghan.
That's a nice name.
That's my guess. Let's see how I did.
All right. Jedi.
He was Joker on Gotham and he's in Shameless.
Is he in Shameless?
Yeah.
Oh, is he one of the. Yeah. Yeah, okay. I haven't seen it. Well, it's pretty obvious I haven't seen it because otherwise I wouldn't have said that. Let's just have a little IMDb here. I do like a good IMDb with games. His name is Cameron Monaghan.
Fuck yeah.
Jeez, you're good. You are so good.
I came to play.
Yeah, you did.
All right.
I should finish that game. It's a very
fun game. All right, I'll catch up for next week. I'll have watched both episodes.
Yeah, you get two in a row.
But I've been busy. We've got to do Ms. Marvel. But top of the pile this week, apart from The Boys, which is great.
You loved it?
Of course I love it. Yeah. We'll talk about that next week, whatever. Floor is bloody lava.
How is it? I haven't started it yet.
It's good. There's only 5 episodes.
Yep.
There's sure to be more coming.
Oh, get through those quickly.
The sets are bigger and badder than ever before.
So there were bits during the first season where it was obvious that if you were a taller person, you would be more victorious. Is that still the case?
No. There are some segments in there where being tall sucks.
Okay, cool.
It's not going to work to your advantage.
Mix it up.
I won't say what the courses are, but they are very imaginative. Oh, yeah. I'll say one. There was a garage course that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Fake car, treadmill, wetsuits hanging from the wall, all sorts of things that you'd find stashed in your garage. But Rutledge, who's the color commentator slash host, he now walks above in the rafters, which is kind of cool. So he comments
on
things.
So you see him?
You do see him.
And you see
But.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure about this.
Oh.
When your team's gone through, whether you win it, win or lose, you end up in the up in the rafters with him.
Oh, like in MasterChef.
Yeah, which is fine, but it means now that people that you did see die.
Oh, they're up
they're
there.
They're up there now alive.
Oh, no. No, because one of the
breaks the illusion.
Best
but
bit was all the performances about, oh, my friends die forever.
So you get that. You still get the big, no, as people die. And it's only because you and I have talked about this of you never see them again.
You never see them again.
That I noticed them up in the rafters. I don't think the ones that died are allowed to talk. Honestly, so like rules. Rutledge will ask something of the people that finished the course, but the people that didn't have to stand just to the side and not allowed to talk.
So doing awkward hands, don't know where to put my hands.
So they still keep that rule. They are allowed to scream out lava when he does that. All right, everyone, let's play because okay. It's time to play. The floor is lava. Everyone has a good scream about it.
Oh, that's good fun.
There's now – so there's a course that comes at the end. So three teams compete and the two teams that do best get to compete at scaling the volcano. There is a volcano erupting with lava the whole time, so it is a slick rock that they've got to try and get up.
Jeez, I wish they wear shin pads.
Oh, it's just everyone's having a rough go. There was a team, I believe, called Bad Dadditude.
That's a good name.
And their lead singer just ate, just face planted and bounced by the head. It was so good. It was one of the best clunks I've seen in a long, long time.
Oh, I'm excited to watch this.
Huge
now.
Jump, clunk. And that's first team, first episode. So I'm not giving anything away.
Yeah, cool.
Those shows are so much
How
fun.
How exciting.
It was good to have it.
I'm smiling. I didn't even see it. But
Lily was ever so slightly bothered by the people who really gave it a lot when they drowned. Yeah.
Well, you know, some people's acting skills are really
solid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep.
That's cool. Have you watched anything else this week worth mentioning?
Look, I will very briefly mention that I watched a documentary called Fantastic Beasts and Natural History. It's hosted by Stephen Fry.
Mm-hmm.
It's filmed at the London Natural History Museum, which is one of my favourite museums in the world. And it starts off. So it's a 45-minute episode or whatever, and this will say the first 38 minutes were really interesting, and it's like, dragons, the fuck do dragons come from? Let's try and find out a bit and stuff. And so, like, part of it is like, oh, yeah, you know, it's weird that dragons appeared in mythology across all these different locations around the world, and in Asia, dragons were generally seen as wise, benevolent, you know, creatures that would gift things.
Yep.
And Europe, dragons were creatures of destruction.
The hero must kill it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But they boiled it down and they, like, done all this research, and there's a particular type of monkey in Africa that they communicate with each other, and they've learned that there's words that they're using. And the three main words they use in their language are fear up, fear down, fear coming. And it's because their three main predators, which are the same things humans were afraid of at the beginning, were talons from a hawk from above, a snake slithering along and getting you, or a lion bursting through with the jaws open. And if you look at a dragon, it has the mouth of a lion, it has the claws and talons of an eagle, and the body of a serpent. So it's like, oh, okay, this is some deep, deep psyche thing that, yeah, our monkey brain, those are our three main threats.
Yeah.
So, of course, if we were creating something to scare children and keep them to stay in line, you would combine all three. So there's that. And then there's the unicorn and how the unicorn probably came from the rhino, because there used to be a thing called a Lasmatherian, which was a rhino twice the size that lived until only 10,000 years ago or something like that. Huge woolly mammoth that, instead of having a curved horn like we see, had a spike that kind of flayed slightly at the end.
Oh, right.
Sort of, so there's lots of interesting things about where that. I saw Stephen Fry go swimming with dugongs, which is not something I ever needed, thought I needed to see, but oh my goodness, he was happy about it.
That would be nice.
He was, lovely. So that was all great. And then the last 5 minutes of the episode were a sit down with J.K. Rowling, and she can just fucking die.
Right, okay. Not so filmed a bit A while ago?
I don't know.
Okay.
But she's still so involved in the Fantastic Beasts things, and she writes them, and it's an odd thing. Young people are very upset about her, and rightly so. A lot of people just don't give a shit. And a lot of people, most people probably don't even know about what sort of nonsense she's been up to outside of things.
Yep.
And they're just like, I love Harry Potter, I'll watch this. So it was one of those things where your mileage may vary, and your feelings towards JK may or may not affect your enjoyment of the thing as a whole. But for that first 38 minutes where it's just Stephen Fry frolicking, chasing down mysterious
he's figured it all out.
Mythical creatures.
Is he the voice of, like, does he do the audiobooks of Harry Potter? Is that his link?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And he's Stephen Fry. So.
And he's in one of them, I'm sure.
Oh, okay.
Is he the brother? Does he play? No, he's not. Okay, it doesn't fucking matter. Anyway, it was fine. It was an hour-long thing.
But I'm now going to start telling people about dinosaurs. Dragons.
It was such a, like, okay, that from a psychological profile makes complete sense. Yeah. Because most mythologies exist in certain, you know, but dragons cross over. Even we have the rainbow serpent here in Australia. It's just this mythological creature that crosses, and no one knows why.
Well, no, we know why now.
That's a pretty logical.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, could accept that.
From something really cool to something slightly less cool. Are you ready for the quiz?
Only if it's ice cold.
Okay, it's pretty ice cold. It is. It's called Adam Sandler Character Names.
Whoa.
We've done this.
Ew.
We've done this with Keanu before.
We have.
There's a lot of Johns and there's a lot of Jacks.
Yes. There's a lot of Jack, actually, now that I think about it. Yeah, a lot of Jacks.
All right. So I went, well, what's Adam? What are his character's names all the time? So I'm going to give you the name of the movie and I'll give you either or.
Okay.
One's real, one's fake.
Okay. Sorry, I have to put. I can't not put my bottom chin out.
Ooh. He must have tried. He must have trained a lot before doing Hustle, the film.
Sure.
Not to do that. The Waterboy.
I guess?
Yeah, go on.
Bobby Boucher.
Yes, good work. Yeah. That's kind of a running theme. That Y at the end of names. For him. Just a Y at the end of a name, just so you know. Punch, Drunk, Love, Barry or Larry?
Ooh.
Barry or Larry?
I feel
like
it's Barry.
It's Barry.
And that's the one in the supermarket, right?
I've never seen it.
I'm sure it. Yeah.
I know the name.
That was his first drama one, wasn't it? I haven't watched it in 10 years or something.
Yeah, it's probably. I think it's from when, like, 2012 or something.
First saw it, I was like, I think it's even older than that. Older I think it's more like 2008.
Yeah, right.
When I first saw it, I was like, man, this is really good. And now I think back and I'm like, I don't want to watch that again.
It's probably just because it wasn't him doing the voice.
That's it. I don't love depressed Sandler.
What about the film Spanglish? Was his name? And this is an homage to Keanu. John or Jack? His character's name was either John or Jack in Spanglish.
I'm going to go with Jack.
It was John.
Oh.
I would pick Jack. Jack seems, if you're doing Bobby, Barry, you can't jump to a John. It's got to be a Jack. But.
All right. Jack it is.
We're going to go.
John it is.
John it is. Sorry. Yeah. John it is. We're going to go a little sidestep out, and this kind of relies on you having seen or at least know the Hotel Transylvania films.
Yeah.
Was he Dracula or Frankenstein? I saw the first one. Wasn't bad, actually, to be honest with you.
Even the fourth one, which came out last year, I think, was good fun.
Good fun?
Yeah. Fine. He plays Sandberg's daddy. Well, father-in-law, Dracula.
He's Dracula, absolutely.
And Steve Buscemi is... werewolf, I think.
I feel like I need to actually look this one up again because I already looked it up.
I want to see a movie with Danny DeVito voicing an angry doorman. I don't know what else is in that movie. It's animated.
But they've animated him still to look like Danny DeVito.
Oh, yeah, he's a little guy struggling with opening a big door. Hey! Yelling.
Andy Samberg is Jonathan. I'm just looking at the first one. Wayne is Steve Buscemi. You got Griffin, David Spade, Quasimodo, John Lovitz, of course. Yeah. Chris Parnell, who's in everything, is Fly. Whole heap of, Fran Drescher is in it. She's Eunice. We don't have time for this. We're in the middle of a quiz.
You're young. Do you know who Fran Drescher is? No?
Not really.
Yeah, good. You don't need to.
Right, okay.
She was relevant for about 3 years in the mid-90s.
I think it was longer than that.
I'll give her four and a half.
Yeah, I think that's better. Uncut Gems. Was his character's name Joshua or Howard?
I think his name was Fuck.
Did you watch it?
Fuck, I did.
Is it good?
It's great.
I watch it now then? I spent too long with the toddler. I speak like this now. I don't watch it
with a toddler. It's got the most swear words in any film, like, ever.
All right.
Hey, you fucking guy. I'm going to fucking come.
Uncut Gems.
Yeah. It's good. It's good, but it's Safdie Brothers. It's their vibe.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. Joshua or Howard?
Howard.
Yeah, Howard, absolutely. He's no Joshua. You never get – look at Adam Sandler's face. You do not think, that's definitely a Josh.
What a Josh.
Yeah, there's no Josh. We're going to now have a look at an either or. Both were definitely in the film.
Oh.
The movie is I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry. Which one was he? Remembering, of course, he's already been a Barry.
Yeah.
And a Bobby.
I'm pretty sure he was Chuck.
He was Chuck. That's right. With Kevin.
Kevin James.
James. I always want to say Hart. And I know it's wrong. Mm. But then my brain goes so far into the James that I can't undo that.
I don't think you'd make that movie today.
No, you definitely wouldn't. No, that movie,
I mean,
it was
out of date when it came out. It had missed that boat.
Yep. Well, they gave it a go anyway, right?
Gave it a good old reach around.
Yeah. Well done. I think you got all but Jack or John.
I think that's good that I know so much. I went to say Kevin Smith. Why don't I say Kevin Smith?
Don't say Kevin Hart either.
Don't say Kevin
Hart. Get all of them mixed up.
Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler movies. Yeah, I think that's good. You're fine. Don't go watching them all. Just
every now and then I come across one and I'm like, oh, I really liked Little Nicky when I was a boy. Maybe I should watch that. And I get 4 minutes. I'm like, fuck,
I don't like this one. It's just not the one I like at all. Yeah,
that's good music though.
I think you probably just go Billy Madison, right?
Yeah, you don't go Big Daddy.
No.
I mean, in a real push, you could go The Longest Yard.
What was Waterboy like?
Waterboy's great. Waterboy's up there as peak. I mean, if you're going to go peak, you've got Wedding Singer.
Yeah, Wedding Singer. Waterboy.
50 First Dates, and I would throw in Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore.
Okay.
Because they're the very start.
Of course, yeah, of course.
They're the very start.
Yeah.
Waterboy is where he went mainstream.
Yes.
Wedding Singer was where he showed he could be a bit more dramatic.
Whilst having a mullet wig. Talent. Tom, on that note, thank you very much.